I'm Tommy McNeil. The Russian military intensified its attacks on the last holdouts in Mariupol, while UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reached an agreement in principle with the Russian President Vladimir Putin to evacuate civilians, AP correspondent Tim McGuire.
Officials in Mariupol, battered by Russian bombs, missiles, and tanks since the beginning of the war, say the Russians hit a giant steel plant with some 35 airstrikes on the day United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres met with Russian President Vladimir Putin. Guterres saying after the meeting both Russia and Ukraine need to work together to get the civilians out of the plant and the city.
To enable the safe evacuation of those civilians who want to leave, both inside the Azovstal plant and in the city, in any direction they choose, and to deliver the humanitarian aid required.
An estimated 2,000 Ukrainian troops and about 1,000 civilians have been inside the plant for weeks. The UN leader is to meet with Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky on Thursday. I'm Tim McGuire.
Officials in Poland and Bulgaria say that Russia is suspending deliveries of natural gas to their country starting Wednesday. The cutoffs would be the first since Russian President Vladimir Putin announced last month that unfriendly foreign buyers would have to pay in rubles instead of dollars and euros. That demand came after sanctions were levied against Moscow over the invasion of Ukraine. Europe imports large amounts of Russian natural gas for residential heating, electricity generation, and the fuel industry. The imports so far have continued despite the war. Polish and Bulgarian authorities say they do not anticipate restrictions on domestic gas consumption due to the cutoffs. This is VOA News. Russia has been removed as host of the 2023 World Championship in men's ice hockey. The tournament was to be played in the President Vladimir Putin's home city, St. Petersburg. The International Ice Hockey Federation cites concern for the safety and well-being of all participating players, officials, media, and fans for that decision. It was the latest blow to Russia and its favorite winter sports and the fallout from the country's war on Ukraine. Ice hockey's decision comes a day after Russia's signature annual international figure skating competition was pulled. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris has tested positive for COVID-19. The White House says it's a sharp new reminder of the persistence of the highly contagious virus, even as the U.S. eases restrictions in a bid to revert to pre-pandemic normalcy. Neither U.S. President Joe Biden nor the First Lady Jill Biden was considered a close contact of Harris in recent days. The White House says Harris has exhibited no symptoms. After consulting with her physicians, Harris is taking the Paxlovid, the Pfizer antiviral pill. Harris will isolate at her residence but continue to work remotely and only return to the White House once she tests negative for the virus. A battle over the lifting of the COVID-19 health order, Title 42, is now building in Washington. AP correspondent Mike Gracia has details.
Biden administration outlined a plan Tuesday to enforce U.S. immigration law without the use of Title 42, the pandemic public health order that prevents people from seeking asylum. The administration plan would increase federal personnel at the border. But on Capitol Hill, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said,
pulling back the Title 42 authorities will only make it dramatically worse.
McConnell said Senate Republicans will insist on a vote to keep Title 42 in place as an amendment to a new pandemic aid package. But Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer warned,
it's very risky for the health of the American people for them to be playing political games with it.
Several Republican-led states have sued to block the administration from lifting Title 42 on May 23rd. Mike Gracia, Washington.
A Japanese railway company, Tokyu, says it now uses just solar and other renewable energy to power its sprawling train service. That means the emissions of carbon dioxide for its network of 7 train lines and 1 tram service stand at zero starting April 1st. Recapping our top story, the Russian military intensified its attacks on the last holdouts in Mariupol, where UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres reached an agreement in principle with the Russian President Vladimir Putin to evacuate civilians. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.